I'm Shirley Griffith.
And I'm Sarah Long with the VOA Special English Program, People in America. Today we tell about music writer and performer Roger Miller.
Sit a high, getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night, running wild. Woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. Spent the groceries and half the rent. Like $14 having 27 cents. So dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
The name of that song is Dang Me. It was written and recorded by Roger Miller in 1965. It was not the first song he had written, but it was his first huge hit record. In fact, the recording of Dang Me helped Roger Miller win 5 of the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences Grammy Awards. One of those awards was the Grammy for Best New Country and Western Artist. Before Dang Me became a hit record, few people outside the music business knew the name Roger Miller. Yet he had been working his way to the top of the music business since he was a boy.
Roger Dean Miller was born January 2, 1936, in the western city of Fort Worth, Texas. His father died when Roger was only 1 year old. His mother became sick soon after. Roger was sent to live with his uncle in Erick, Oklahoma. Roger Miller had a difficult childhood. Most of his days were spent working on his uncle's farm, picking cotton. He was a lonely and unhappy child. Roger began writing songs because he loved the music he heard on the radio. He also learned to play the guitar and the violin, sometimes called a fiddle. Much later, he learned to play the drums. Music helped the young Roger escape the hard work on his uncle's cotton farm.
Roger left the farm when he was still very young. He traveled from town to town in the West. He worked at any job he could find during the day. At night, he went to music clubs and drinking places where country and Western bands played. These places provided him with a music education. Roger Miller entered the United States Army at the age of 17. He was sent to an army base near Atlanta, Georgia. In Atlanta, he played with a music group called the Circle A Wranglers. When he left the army, Roger moved to the home of country music in Nashville, Tennessee. At first, he worked in a hotel. Stories say he would sing there for anyone who would listen. He soon got several jobs playing his violin, and he began writing songs for other singers.
Roger liked writing songs. He also wanted to perform his own songs on the stage. He recorded several records, but they were not popular and did not sell many copies. In 1960, Roger recorded a song called "You Don't Want My Love." Today, the song is better known as "In the Summertime." It is the first song he wrote and sang that became popular.
1, 2, 3. In the summertime, when all the trees and leaves are green, and the red bird sings out the blue, 'cause you don't want my love. Some other time, that's what you say. When I want you, then you laugh at me and make me cry, 'cause you don't want my love. You don't seem to care a thing about me. You'd rather live without me than to have my arms around you when the nights are cold and you're so all alone. Summertime, when all the trees and leaves are green, and the red bird sings out the blue, 'cause you don't want my love. Beep, pop, beep, da, da, beep, da, 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 da.
In the Summertime sold many copies. It showed record company officials that Roger Miller was a good performer.
On January 10, 1964, Roger Miller agreed to record 16 songs. One of those songs was "Dang Me." It became his first number one selling record. It was a hit with country music fans and with popular music fans, too. It sold millions of copies. Another funny song recorded at the same time also became a major hit. It is called "Chug-a-Lug."
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you want to holler, howdy-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, grape wine in a mason jar, homemade and brought to school by a friend of mine after class. Me and him and this other fool decide that we'll drink up what's left. Chug-a-lug, so help thyself. First time for everything, my ears still ring. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you wanna holler, holler, ho, burns your tummy, don't you know?
Roger Miller became extremely popular as the result of the success of "Dang Me" and "Chug-a-lug." He began appearing on television. His records sold by the millions. But it was another record that made him extremely famous. Roger often told the story about how he wrote his most famous song. He was driving late at night near the middle western city of Chicago. He saw a sign near the road. Written on the sign were the words, "Trailers for sale or rent." The words stayed in his head and would not go away. Later, he used those words as the opening of his most famous song, "King of the Road." Like many of his other songs, it was popular with country fans and with popular music fans as well. The song is still popular almost 40 years later. It is played often on radio stations throughout the United States.
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Whoa, worn out suit and shoes, I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found, short but not too big around. I'm a man means by no means king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent.
Rocco Landsman once taught at the School of Drama at Yale University. He really liked Roger Miller's music. Mr. Landsman wrote several letters asking if Roger could write the music for a play that would appear on Broadway in New York. The story would be taken from Mark Twain's famous book, Huckleberry Finn. Roger agreed to write the music for the show called Big River. It opened on Broadway in April of 1985. It was a big hit. Big River received 7 Tony Awards. Roger Miller won 2 for the music he wrote. The most popular song from the show is called River in the Rain. The song is about the Mississippi River. Roger sings it here.
But sometimes in a time of trouble, when you're out of hand and your muddy bubbles roll across my floor, hey, hey, can't weigh the things I treasure. Hell, ain't no way to measure why I love you more than I did the day before. River. I've never seen the sea.
Roger Miller died of lung cancer in 1992. People who knew him say his songs expressed the way he felt about life, full of pure excitement and joy.